This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture of PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 6 plus years in that games media combined with we throw our hats into the ring and join that PlayStation conversation.
Just realised that I don't have anything to do while you speak. This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and the other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of that conversation, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below, or if you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests everybody.
I threw me out.
Mixed it up. Go.
And if you want to show the love for the Pop Culturist on your buddy and be matching with us, apparently, head to popculturist.com/shop. We can buy your own For The Players merchandise, as well as all the other brands we've got, like Josh and me on shirts. We're the brands.
See,
here at
the Pop Culturist. The thing is, my shirt was Angry Old Man with the aviators and the beard.
Yeah.
And I left the aviators on a roof and the beard is gone now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of misleading, Mark.
Just a little bit, yeah, a little bit. Okay. And on top of that, we are Twitch affiliated now. So if you want, be sure to head over to twitch.tv/popculturist. Follow us there when we do all the streams that are outside of the YouTube ones. There's only ever like one YouTube stream and the rest are all done normally through Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch has rules.
Twitch has rules. But nicer rules than YouTube in some ways when it comes to streams. And we should also mention that we are doing a big 12-hour stream to celebrate the 1,000 subscribers here on that YouTube channel. It'll be on June the 2nd from 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Time to 12 a.m. Australian Eastern Time.
AEST,
yeah. So from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. on the 2nd of June, we'll be playing a ton of games. Got a bunch of giveaways. It's a lot of cool shit happening in a 12-hour period. So you'll be there, I'll be there, Dylan will be there, Dave will be there, Jess will be there. We'll have special guests like Paul, recurring guest, and Jono is dropping by later in the night as well.
Nice.
And I'll see who else we can swing to come
Popsy
by and hang
all-stars.
Out. Yeah, Popsy and friends.
But Popsy and acquaintances.
Yeah, Popsy and some buddies we know.
Let's be real.
Yeah. what is pretty much, you know, For The Players featuring Paul at this point. He's here quite a lot.
Yeah, much to the chagrin of Jono.
See, that's why Jono's coming. I'm like, hey, Paul's coming. He's like, what time do you want me there? Yeah. How you been, man?
Swell.
Very swell?
Swell.
Just swell.
Just swell.
Yeah. First of all, what inspired the beard grooming?
Well, okay. Picture this, right?
Okay.
It's gotten all wispy and tangly with knots and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working a job
as an air conditioner repairman.
Got the unit open. The fan that's like this big.
Yeah, big fuck off fan. Yeah.
Spinning. It'll chop your fingers off. But the fans have very little like grooves in them.
Okay.
And I'm leaning over it and I'm doing my thing and I can feel the wind of the fan on my beard. I'm like, if one of those grooves gets caught in a tangle
in the knot,
chin is gone.
Yeah, your jaw is gone.
So yeah,
that's
just safety.
That's a pretty good reason.
Plus it just got out of control.
Yeah.
And
because what I've been doing, because we're about to head into our sort of our E3 prediction-y things, which we will be doing in that 12-hour stream. We'll be hearing our PlayStation predictions with the live for the players. And then right after that, we'll be recording our general predictions for all the other conferences. That's the plan anyway.
Thanks for giving me the heads up.
Pretty sure it's in the schedule that I haven't finished yet, so bam.
Well, you said you hadn't finished it, so I didn't bother reading it because you would have changed it. Because you would have changed everything by then anyway. That's okay.
That's what I'm looking at doing anyway. So, where was I fucking going with that?
The stream predictions. E3. Somehow we got to that from my beard getting ripped out of my face.
Oh, yeah. So I went back and I watched some of our old E3 predictions to see how we did it, to see, you know, what we're bringing over and what we're continuing with. Yeah. Last year's E3 predictions, your beard was like down in here.
Yeah.
Like it was a beast. And then
I put a shirt on the day before, and I had to like untuck it from the collar. And I thought, this is a little bit too much now.
But like that was when it was straight as well. So it was like, bam. And it was just just yeah. That was a beard. Quality beard.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it maybe took a few years off, maybe.
Yeah.
You can see my neck.
Yeah. So I need to hide my neck. I got too much neck.
You got like four of them.
Yeah, so
that's why
I need to hide them with the beard. What else been up to, man?
I drunkenly resubbed World of Warcraft last weekend.
Oh yeah, I remember getting that photo like 2 a.m.
Yeah, that was about 12:30, I think. So I thought, while I'm on it, I may as well kind of get my affairs in order for the upcoming.
Yeah, the new expansion's coming.
Expansion,
the beta's up soon.
Yeah, so play all my classes. What do I want to bring into the next mm-hmm. expansion? Consolidate all my gold onto that character and all that stuff. Yeah, it's wow.
What's a good decision? Wait and see.
If you can play it enough, you don't have to pay the subscription fee anymore.
Mm.
But that encourages you to play a fucking hell of a lot more as well. So I've been playing it a lot.
I imagine you would.
Yeah, that's what I do. What about you?
Yeah, been pretty quiet week actually. I've played a game that I can't talk about yet because the embargo's. I went back to God of War. It's been chipping away at that plat. 4 Valkyries down. Midgard is pretty much done. I'll have to go back and do all the Odin's Ravens because mm-hmm. they're
that was the last trophy I got brutal. As well. But they're not too bad, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got most. I've got like 10 of the Yon-Nar boards.
Jotnar Shrines.
Yeah. And I think the ones I don't have might be in.
There's only one more.
There's only 11.
There's 11.
I have 9 then.
The trophies for all of them and there's... Oh, is it 11 or 12?
I think it's 11.
I'm pretty sure it's 11. Because I had 10 and I needed one more for the trophy.
Yeah. Are the other ones in the other realms?
There are a couple in other realms.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I may have more to go than
if
I think.
You highlight another realm and it's got, Ravens found.
Yeah.
Chests open and there's something that says undiscovered.
Mm.
And you're like, well, it's not the Ravens because that's listed. It's not the chest because that's... So it might be a Jotnar Shrine.
Okay, which means there's one more Jotnar Shrine in Midgard as well.
Yeah. My last one was in Midgard. Walked past it like 14 times. When I found out where it was, I'm like, I literally just had to turn around. And it would have been behind me. So.
Yeah, a couple of times I've been looking for like the runes to like open those... the chests. Mm. I'm like, fuck. Ugh! I bumped the controls it.
Some of those are really hard.
Yeah. Especially the timing with the 3 bells.
Yeah, but thankfully they're not a trophy anyway. Yeah.
Well, because I haven't quite got the rage meter full yet, so I do have to hunt them down.
Oh, okay.
But at this point, right now I'm working on Niflheim, so I'm doing all the smog and gathering all the echoes mm-hmm. to sort of build that up and get that
Valkyrie in that realm. I like that place.
It's a good grind. It's fun.
Yeah,
grind.
It's a good grind. You get to muck around with all your abilities and all that kind of stuff. It's shit when you first get there because the meter is like really kind of taxing.
Mm.
But once you're in there for a bit and you kind of get a few things to help you stay in there a bit longer, you can stay there infinitely, just about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, which would be handy because there is that Valkyrie there as well.
There's Valkyrie there, and there's also a trophy to unlock all the treasures that are in there as well, which is where that grind comes in.
No, very cool. Very keen. I'm enjoying some. I'm still enjoying it a lot. I installed Fortnite on the PC and played it. I survived better. It handles better because it feels like Fortnite. So it's, and I played so much Fortnite on the PC. It felt right to play it on the PC. I still got stomped. Don't get me wrong.
Mm.
I got wrecked in Fortnite. I wasn't very good at all.
Yeah,
but it felt better to play.
Did you play the Thanos mode at all?
No.
That's very cool.
Because if I want to get stomped, let's get stomped by.
One gauntlet drops just after the bus has left the zone. Someone picks up the gauntlet and they turn into Thanos.
Yeah.
And then if they die, you can run over and pick up the gauntlet. And so it's like a boss in the map. And it's cool to see you see 3 other people in Thanos and everyone's like, is this guy going to shoot me or are we all like teaming up to take out Thanos? And a lot of the time you'll team up and take out Thanos, but then you fight over the gauntlet afterwards. So it's cool.
So it's that moment of unity.
Yeah, the moment of unity or just getting shotgunned in the back.
Yeah. The enemy is my enemy and my friend sort of thing, yeah.
It's a very fun mode. I'm keen to see what more mashups they're going to do.
That's a pretty big crossover event.
Yeah, I read it was something about two of the execs at Marvel said on an interview or something somewhere that they enjoy playing Fortnite in their downtime. So Epic reached out and said, "Hey, can we do something cool because this the theme for this current season space pass is like space and aliens and all that." So you know, maybe we, and they did. So it's cool. I'm keen to see what else they're able to
do. Yeah, and what I like about it is, yeah, it's Thanos in his armor too. Yeah, not Thumnos.
Yeah. I've seen a clip where someone picked up the glove. They had like the Care Bear outfit, but the Thanos skin didn't load, so they're in the air like looking at their pink fist, and they were Thanos in every respect except that the skin didn't change over.
I do like all the emotes, everything crossover as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't you see like Thanos?
Just Thanos doing like the Orange Justice dance. And the popcorn ones. I saw a clip. You know in Avengers 1 how there's that big panning camera around them all where they're all like, yeah.
The big Avengers shot, the way everyone
Because there's green screens in Fortnite now.
Oh, what?
There's green screens so people can record in front of the green screen in their replays and then do cool shit. So someone's put Thanos eating the popcorn like in between the Avengers and says, the camera's panning around. Because the popcorn emote is the Deadpool emote where, because Deadpool wears a mask, he's just like throwing popcorn in his face. Just
comes out next week, my man.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't even see it.
I think we've prattled on it a little bit.
We have a little bit. Okay, this is where we jump into the news. We tell you about what's happened this week in the PlayStation world.
Number one, Sony has announced its E3 showcase, which will take place at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on June 11. That's 2 a.m. June 12th in the UK, and most importantly, 11 a.m. June 12th in Australia.
I will be streaming that bad boy live. Josh may be there with me, hopefully.
What day is that?
It's a Tuesday.
Let me see.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yes. Josh and I will be doing our live reacts.
I'm not finished.
And talking
I'm
there.
I'm not finished
I'm
just, with this.
I'm selling in between. So we'll be there. Come watch with us.
This year, four of Sony's own titles will feature prominently in the show with Sean Layden, chairman of Worldwide Studios, saying that we'll get a deep dive with the quote, Big Four, Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima, Spider-Man, and The Last of Us Part 2. Sony's conference will have, quote, have stellar announcements from third-party publishers and independent developers as well. That's just your usual PR chit-chat. E3 this year will feature, another quote, E3 this year will feature exclusive looks and deep dives on four upcoming titles, four of our big titles, he said in the latest episode of PlayStation Blogcast. We have great content. We have fantastic updates. I think everyone will be thrilled to see it, and we're taking kind of a different angle on how we're bringing it out. Like omitting Days Gone from like
and Dreams.
I mean, our big four, you know, Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima, Spider-Man, Last of Us Part 2. What's Days Gone? Like, what's happening?
Well, Days Gone, so they've just done a thing with Game Informer where they've just pretty much dropped like 50 minutes to an hour of straight up gameplay. Like, hey, here's reasons why you should be hyped into it. And it is kind of like, whereas you, Joel, and I were chatting, so Joel, from Anagame, we were bullshitting about Days Gone and how this is almost like a push to like please pay attention
because please be excited. Sony's obviously not like I don't understand why.
Well, I think they
like ideally fuck Death Stranding off out of that before.
Yeah, get it out of
there. Death Stranding's ages away. Days Gone supposedly releasing in the next, well, you'd imagine the next year,
next 8 months.
So like it needs more of a push because, you know, no one's really talking about it and...
Yeah. You know. Like, understandably, Last of Us is a big pull. Spider-Man's a big pull. Mm-hmm. Ghost of Tsushima, I think, is a big pull for those that care.
I'm keen as mustard for Ghost of Tsushima.
See, I'm more keen for Days Gone, personally.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm cool with Ghost of Tsushima being in there. Like, I'm really happy.
See, now, I did see another article as well, which I think may have hindered my thought process on this. And so I think they said something along the lines of similar to what they did with PSX. Now, PSX was well and good. It was all idea of we're going to have a bunch of couches. Everyone comes in and has a chat and bullshits about the game. Like, no, that's not, if that's what that is this year, I'll be mighty butthurt.
Do you honestly believe Sony would do that at E3? Like, come on, man.
Look, when you only have four games like to talk, like when you have five games to talk about and or six games and you're only picking four, two of which aren't out for the next 2 years, like this is a conversation we had a couple, you know, a couple weeks ago. Like, do they have anything to surprise us?
Maybe they do.
I bloody hope so. I think they're on such a good track record with what they've done at previous E3s. It would be silly to make that change. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's been that way for 3 years. Do they feel the need to sort of change it, you know, for some reason?
I don't know. We'll see. But I guarantee you they're not going to have eight devs sitting on a couch bullshitting for half an hour. I
fucking hope not.
not a chance.
Nothing.
They know that that is shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, nothing stomps E3 like people bullshitting.
People talking. Just show us the trailers. Get the dev out. Give us a 3-minute quick rundown.
Remember when EA like 2 years ago bought out some old soccer player and they talked him for like 15 minutes. Everyone's like, what the fuck is this?
What about, was it last year? They had that, I don't know, Twitch personality trying to talk about Need for Speed or something.
Oh, that was horrendous. That was
so bad. Like, I'm cool with it happening if stuff like that happens where we can look at it and go, this hurts to watch.
This is why, like, I love live streaming with people, because, like, we're all chatting and bullshitting ourselves and it's like, what the fuck is it? And everyone's like, oh, what the fuck is it? I'm like, oh. Yeah. We get to share the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming,
we'll find out. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
they'll be fine.
I hope it to be fine. I really do. But who knows?
Can you flip the TV on for a sec? I get real paranoid that for whatever reason the audio is just going to stop.
I do it all the time. Like recording. There's actually a moment in the video last week where you literally see me stop. Like we're talking, and I go.
Yeah, it's weird not seeing it. Number two, God of War's photo mode is finally here with the update 1.20 available on PS4 right now, and Sony Santa Monica has given players a glimpse of what lies in store. They revealed the photo mode last month, showcasing options to change depth of field, camera angles, and add filters. As well as fiddling with all those bells and whistles, photo mode will also let players change Kratos and Atreus' facial expressions, which make for some fun picks, considering Kratos usually only oscillates between angry and angrier. There are 5 tabs in photo mode: menu, camera, aperture, filters, borders, and characters. All of the customization options can be found within them.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun dicking around in it.
Yeah, I've seen a fair few on Reddit that are really
I've seen good. Some like axes into a creature, and then the fucking face was like, axe me. You mean it's like, right, what would have been an angry face? He's like overexcited that he's axing like this where dude.
They're fighting one of the giant trolls with the logs, and Atreus is just like just panicking.
And then there's Popeye eyes, like, yeah. You know, there's a lot of really cool shit to do.
I'm pretty sure, I think I've seen one that's not the Photoshop of Kratos with just a really little smirk. Just like a little, you know, and it's not like fucking horrifying like the one where it was, you know, with the seagull in the background.
Yeah, unnecessary. That was the big old grin. Mm.
Yeah. But since like Horizon did their photo mode, I like how Horizon's had it, Uncharted had it, Last of Us 2 will more than likely probably carry that over.
Yeah.
It's just a cool feature, and people are like really, really good at, better than me. I'm like, I'm going to spend like 10 minutes perfecting this image, and I'm like, yeah, that's great. Then I hop on Reddit and see someone's like, I took this screenshot, and it's amazing.
Yeah. My only problem is, there's a bunch of cool shit in the story that I'd love to get photos of.
Yeah, I missed a lot of opportunities for really cool photos. I've taken screenshots, but...
Yeah, I've got tons of cool screenshots, but, like, if I want your, like, cool moment, like, add little vignettes and kind of fuck with it a little bit.
Yeah, like with the boat, I think would be a good one. Yeah. Or where Atreus kind of goes off the deep end and he has that final talk with him, like where he's on his knees and the hands on his shoulders. You know, really lots of cool, very cool story shots that would have made.
Yeah, it would have been really cool. But like I said, I would like to go back, but I think I'll come. I think it's a game I'll come back to, like maybe the end of the year.
Well, you want to finish off your plat and you can't play through anyway.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
But as I said, if I happen to find some cool shit as I'm doing my plat run, maybe I'll stop and take a photo, but.
Despite gambling regulators clamping down on loot boxes in video games, EA CEO Andrew Wilson insists that the publisher does not consider the likes of FIFA Ultimate Team packs gambling. It's not really, like you said, it's not really your decision.
It's not your choice, dude.
Quote, we don't believe that FIFA Ultimate Team or loot boxes are gambling, he said during an investor call. Firstly, players always receive a specified number of items in each FUT pack, FIFA Ultimate Team pack. And secondly, we don't provide or authorize any way to cash out or sell our items, virtual currency for real money. Well, you do, because it happens. Wilson also addressed the sale of in-game items through third-party sites, which has become the crux of some arguments for loot boxes as gambling. Quote, while we forbid the transfer of items or in-game currency outside the games, we also actively seek to eliminate that where it's going on in an illegal environment, and we work with regulators in various jurisdictions to achieve.
So they're essentially saying, like, hey, we don't say it's okay that it still happens.
But we don't lock the items, so you are able to, I guess you can trade them, I imagine. Mm. I don't know, I haven't played FIFA, I haven't done
but
it.
But like, there might be
but a they're point. Like, because you can just like to say, like, I don't know, take the trading out of the game. So if you've got the item on in your account, you can't give it away. There must be a way in FIFA to trade items or something. So, yeah.
As, like I said, it's not up to them. It's not their decision. if you're doing the thing, it's like, hey, you kill, like, murder's not that bad. I've just killed three people. Like, I'm not, like, you know, as in, I'm not the one to say that murder is good or bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's, I understand why they would make that statement. And they do have, they're getting caught in the technicalities there.
Mm.
It's like, look, like I said, look, I may have had weed on me, but I didn't have enough to sell. So come on, right? Like, technically, I'm under the limit of, like, of drug trafficking. But like, it's still possession. You know, like, that's what it is. It's getting right in those little nail techniques.
They've
like,
essentially just pulled out the no you.
They're like, nah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you are. You're gambling. What?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them. More on EA. EA is teasing a Battlefield reveal coming later this month, which tells players that, quote, on May 23rd, Battlefield will never be the same. The teaser website is a much beyond a blue background with May 23rd, 2018, emblazoned across it, accompanied by the hashtag, quote, Battlefield. The URL includes the slogan, never be the same. The website discovered thanks to a Battlefield 1 Easter egg was shared on Reset Era. Forum members are speculating on whether the announcement will be a trailer for Battlefield 5 or whether EA will be introducing Battle Royale mode to the series. Now, we know they're already working on it. They've said previously.
They have mentioned there will be a Battlefield, about Battle Royale.
They were looking at how they could take Battle Royale to Battlefield.
I think the Battle Royale mode using Battlefield would be probably the best one of the best implementations of it. Because what I love about Battlefield is the destructible environments.
Mm.
So if you've got some fucko hiding in a building, in comes tank. Blah!
Fortnite does that.
Yeah, no, Fortnite does it too. But yeah, like as in Fortnite's.
I get what. Oh no.
Yeah. So with Battlefield being a bit more realer, it'll have that realer, a bit more.
If it is. Sorry, PUBG, but your time's up.
Man. PUBG's done, man. If Battlefield come out with a Battle Royale, PUBG is gone.
So I'd imagine, yeah, the announcement's either going to be Battlefield 5 or, you know, big patch coming for Battlefield 4 with
Battle Royale. Well, yeah, Battlefield 1's still, broken 1, at this point.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and that. So a lot of people are going back to Battlefield 4.
Maybe, yeah, all this announcement is for, we fixed the service. You're welcome.
Never be the same again. Like, remember when it was broken?
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore. It's not the same.
Yeah.
So I have heard on the rumor mill that the new one will likely be a futuristic.
Oh no!
You know, because they can't do World War II because Call of Duty just did World War II. But you know, like I said, they're looking to go back to like Battlefield 2049, something like that.
Okay.
Very similar to that, apparently. Or what I'm personally hoping for is Battlefield Bad Company 3. I loved the Bad Company games.
Yeah, I know.
They were damn good.
Never got any of them. Something else I never got into, but this is pretty cool anyway.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Parappa the Rapper's relatively recent remaster is actually an emulated version of the PSP release with some new textures. Some amazing technical tomfoolery from hackers working with cracked PS4 consoles has revealed that the rhythm game is running on a UMD disk image, identical to the original handheld release. Further work has enabled code junkies to install and run other PSP games on their PS4 console. It's probably safe to assume that Patapon and Loco Roco are using the same technique, leveraging PSP code and then adding 4K textures in to complete the remaster illusion. This, of course, opens the door to more PSP ports and emulation. Our guess is this is from Press Square.
Mm-hmm.
Press Square. So our guess is that the upcoming Medieval remaster will be based on the PSP re-release as well. Of course, that's not going to go down well with everyone, as many consider that version to be inferior to the original. It's fascinating to see this tidbit come to light, though. That means that the PS4 now has both PS2 and PSP emulators, neither of which are being used to their full potential.
One... Well done, internet.
Go hackers.
Woo! Well done. Second, I don't think the Medieval is a full remake, as far as I'm aware.
And yeah, it's going to be
from what I know.
Same as Crash and Spyro for Medieval. But there is a point there, you know, there is functioning PS2 and PSP emulators on the PS4. Mm. Like, it can be done, but they're just not doing it.
Like, they're picking and choosing what games get put through there.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just when I read that, I was like, you know, it's using the original UMD disk image. I'm like, whoa.
Well, it's like all those times that Nintendo, because an example is like Nintendo don't, you know, the original, not Super Mario Brothers, the original Mario game, like the Donkey Kong, sorry, the original Donkey Kong game, with, you know, like the ledges. They don't have the original copy of that. They don't have the original code. So they have to use an emulated version of it.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the games that are re-released, that were released on Virtual Console, were straight up pirated ROMs.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I remember reading that. That's fucking hilarious. But,
like, granted, this is the original UMD emulation here, but it's like, you could do some real cool, like, this is the thing. Like, if they wanted to, they could just go, hey, we're not... Like this Shenmue, right? Shenmue 1 and 2 are coming later this year. They are straight up ports. There is no remastering. Like, it's literally the same shit. Mm. They could... If they wanted to, they could just throw a bunch of old games on there as they are and go, it's going to get up-res.
PS2 virtual console.
Yeah, in that same vein.
Yeah. But they won't.
And why can't they play PS1 games on there? I think, that's my question.
I think we're too far in the PS4 life cycle for them to decide to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe PS5, they'll be like, okay, you know, we've got such a big back catalog now with, you know, PS4 all over PS1. You know, we've done some things, cool things. It'd make the PS5 announcement when it comes, like, that much more like, holy fuck, like, we can finally do this.
Yeah.
As for PS4, I think we're too far in.
See, this could be the seeds of a big change.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, this is something that is there, like, all these little tidbits are here. Mm. There's little tastes of things that they're working on that maybe might show themselves up late, at a later date. Or, no, we're just lazy.
Yeah. Top-selling games for week ending 6th of April 2018, starting number 10, NBA 2K18. Number 9, Minecraft. Number 8, Yakuza 6. Number 7, Rainbow Six Siege. Number 6, GTA 5. Number 5, COD World War 2. Number 4, Destiny 2. Number 3, Crash Insane Trilogy. Number 2, Far Cry 5. Number 1, of course, is God of War.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Rainbow Six Siege, I got your copy on the table.
Yeah, you did. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
I found, I was like, oh, well, this...
thanks, man.
We're getting a lot of recommendations to play Rainbow Six Siege, right? For a lot of the community members, like McLovin and Steven, and like all these people, like, you got to jump on Siege. Like, Siege is fucking rad. Mm. I'm like, okay, cool. I thought $42, for, you know, pre-owned. I'm like, okay, that's enough. And then I'm like, oh, it's part of the 2 for $40 deal. So wait, hang on. Can I get two copies of Rainbow Six for $40? Turns out I can. I'm like, for a $20 investment, even if it sucks balls, it's going to be good. Some good fun at least.
Yeah, mate. We'll see.
We'll give it a bill.
Yeah, I'll give it a bill. It depends on the community, the Rainbow Six Siege community.
Yeah.
Am I going to get on and then just get fucking reamed because I don't know what I'm doing, or are they going to help?
See, but that's the thing. So we'll have Steven or Peaky and McLovin, and they'll jump in and help us out, and we'll be able to get our basics down with friends of the show. And maybe chop that in the stream as well, if it all goes well.
Yeah, we'll see.
All good.
Well, Ryan, that's it for the news. Now it's time that we have a chat to the players about the great Walmart video... Walmart. I fucked it up. The great Walmart leak of 2018. Video game leak of 2018. The great Walmart video game leak of 2018. There we go.
Did you get the year wrong? You had a really bad day. Did you say 2017?
No, I said 2018.
Oh, good. I'm like, yeah, you're like, you said Walmart wrong. And then you're like, wait, no video games. Wait, no 2017. Wait, no 2018.
Did I or did I not get there?
You got there.
And now you're just prolonging it by teasing me.
Well, no, because as I was listening, I'm like, yeah, like, wait, what? Did you say 20? That wasn't a tease. That was like, hang on, did we get the year right?
Anyway.
That was me not paying attention.
An image surfaced from Walmart's website listing a whole bunch of games up for pre-order.
Now,
Most of which we knew about. But there's a handful that haven't been officially announced or even spoken about yet. So I thought it'd be fun just to kind of go through the list and just talk about each one. Or each one, you know, the ones that really kind of stick out. It's like, whoa, no way. Maybe spoilers in now, this
yeah,
for
so
future.
Potential-
the thing is that a lot of these are just that none of them have cover art. And they're all placeholder prices. EB Games does exactly the same thing. The Last of Us 2 trailer came out. You can pre-order it at EB Games right now.
Question. Is this from Walmart US?
Yeah. We don't have Walmart in Australia.
No. I mean, like, not Walmart Canada or anything like that?
Canada.
Huh?
Apparently, it says Walmart _CA_.
Okay, cool. Because I looked at all the prices. No, so $80 instead of $60.
Oh, no.
I'm like, if they just announced they just start jacking up prices in the US?
No, Canada's in between. I believe it's in between.
Yeah, in terms of currency, it's put into that makes more sense.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of these games we already knew about. You can already pre-order most of them on EB Games, despite there being no reason to. But there are a few in there that are like, whoa. That's
but yeah,
cool.
Spoilers if you wanted to go into E3 pretty much cold, which I wanted to, but Josh was like, hey, let's look at this list. I'm like, okay.
No. I said, hey, let's do this. And you're like, I don't want to for E3. I'm like, cool. Think of another topic then. You're like, nah. About like 90 seconds later, like you hadn't even tried. You're like, nah, we'll do that.
I had nothing. I had nothing else.
Yeah. We didn't even try though. It was
no,
like
I did.
Less than 2 minutes.
I literally was on my break and I went, I had my phone in my hand and I went, yeah.
I was proud of myself for that. I'm like, okay, it's up to you then. Yes. All right. So I'm going to, I'll skip over the ones that are Xbox. And, oh, do I?
No, we'll have a good old chat about them, I think.
All right, so I'm just going to go left to right, top to bottom.
Yep.
Tom Clancy's The Division 2.
We knew this was coming. This isn't brand new. Yeah. It makes a hunt. Like, we'll get into our full E3 predictions at a later date, but I do truly think that, well, we know Division 2 is being announced. I think a lot of details will come out about it at E3.
And they've said that I think this year is the last of the updates for the Division, so it makes sense for them to talk about that pretty soon. But it's already been publicly acknowledged that, yes, we are doing The Division 2. And it is in development in some surprise. Splinter Cell for PS4.
That is huge. Because there's like slight rumor mill. Mm. And we know that... what's the character's name?
Tom Clancy.
No, the actual Splinter Cell character. Oh,
I don't know. I've never Sam played any something. Of them.
He just rocked... Like, that character just rocked up as a playable character in Wildlands.
Oh.
So there is a little bit of
Sam Fisher.
So he just rocked up playable in Wildlands. So maybe that was a test of the water to sort of find out what's going
people
on.
People are like, oh my God, it's Sam Fisher.
Like, oh my God, it's Sam Fisher. He's playable in Wildlands.
They still care about it.
Yeah. And I know there's a lot of love for Splinter Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think this is a legit leak? Quite likely.
Yeah. Well, when was the last Splinter Cell title was about 5 years ago, PS3. Wasn't it? Yeah. Black Light.
Yeah, I think it's Black Retribution or something like that.
Black Light Retribution. Now, that's another game in itself. a game called Insurgency Sandstorm.
See, when you first read this, because we did have a quick glance before we came in the room, you said, Insurgency. I'm like, whoa, hang on. There was that rumor mill that the next Batman Arkham game wasn't to be made by Rocksteady, it was to be made by Warner Brothers. Montreal, and it was going to be called Batman Arkham Insurgency. I'm like, get the fuck out. And then you went, oh, there's a semicolon.
Maybe it is, and it's a placeholder title just so people don't get like, whoa.
Could be. What was the Sandstorm or something?
Insurgency Sandstorm.
Yeah.
Is there like a is there a Batman sand boss? Villain?
Not really.
No, Spider-Man's got one.
Yeah. No. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, it could be Batman.
That's
Batman.
You've incorrectly heard it here first.
Or correctly, if it's correct.
If it's correctly, we'll take it. Until then, yeah.
Last of Us Part 2. Duh. You could pre-order that from the moment the trailer drops.
Yeah,
very right. Just Cause 4.
Makes sense. Just Cause 3 was quite a while ago. Very popular game. A lot of people loved it.
Runs like shit.
It did run like garbage.
Absolute garbage.
It got sort of patched out over time, but it's still also really janky in some places.
A lot of people still playing it, and a lot of the clips that pop up on Reddit/r/gaming of just stupid Just Cause, you know, strapping rockets to cows, but then the cow like goes into space and hits a plane, and the plane falls, and like just wacky stuff.
I'm trying to think who published that.
I don't know. WWE 2K19.
Given.
I mean, that's
no
not
surprises
really.
There.
Dragon Quest 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
I never played the original.
No, me either.
But that might. Some people that might be like.
That might maybe.
We've got Just Cause 4 and Xbox. For Xbox and PS4, Destiny Comet. Now, I don't think this is anything to do with Destiny, because it is literally called Destiny Comet. Like, it's one phrase.
Oh, okay.
No Destiny, semicolon, comet, like, nothing like that.
But I think that's gonna be in a tough place, because you know how we... Remember when, like, ZeniMax cracked the shit at Mojang's Scrolls game, because it was called Scrolls?
Yeah.
So I think if this was some sort of legitimate name called Destiny Comet, people are gonna... Because Destiny is such a known name now... I think someone would have jumped on that shit. So do I know what that is? Not a clue. Because they've only just released the latest Destiny 2 expansion this week.
Mm.
So it might be a little bit too soon to announce the next one.
Yeah. It'll be in space. I can guarantee you that. Final Fantasy VII Remake.
That is not coming.
Do you think... Okay, I know we're saving E3 for later, but do you think it'll be there in any form?
No.
No? Not even at the Square Enix?
Well, Square Enix now have their own conference.
I know.
Which is something I have to now.
Maybe this is why they're like, it's ready.
I think it's Kingdom Hearts and maybe the Avengers game. Okay. Likely the Avengers game, because, like, you know, jumping off the back of Infinity War. But I think that, because just recently they were hunting for new employees because they're like, they're sent, and there's on the rumor mill, I think someone, there was a report that was, they've pretty much scratched most of it and started again. So previously it was external. So it's done by an external studio, and that all the footage we've seen so far was from the external team. They then were like, nah, not happy with that, brought it back in, and then
allegedly have scrapped it
and then work on it. And then apparently it's been scrapped again, but I think that may have just been
what I will say about what we've seen so far is graphically, like, this is how the game always looked to me. You know, 20 years ago when I was first playing it, that's how I remember it looking.
Mm.
And it looks great, and the character models are amazing. I can't get behind them changing the combat to the, you know, mimicking kind of the action-orientated combat that, you know, the latest Final Fantasies have had. There's nothing wrong with turn-based combat. I mean, Persona 5, like, showed the world that when it blew up last year, and it's turn-based combat. So, I don't know.
Do you reckon it'll still be episodic?
The original was 4 discs, right, on the PS1. It was 3. And 8 was 4, I think. So, I don't know. The game is fucking huge, and maybe they can't fit it all onto one Blu-ray, which is why they want to do it episodically. Mm. Or they could... I've never seen a current-gen video game have more than one disc inside the cover.
Yeah, because the amount of storage on a Blu-ray disc is insane.
It is insane, but...
It's like hundreds of gigabytes.
But the game... But if from what we've seen so far of Final Fantasy VII, if that's the whole... Like, if they're doing that same treatment to the whole world, I can believe it that it won't fit on one disc.
Mm.
Like, it's incredible how big that game is.
I think
is.
The episodics came from... Not from the disc, it came from the... The density of creating this bad boy.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, we'll see. Metroid Prime 4 for the Switch.
It was announced last year with that little teaser. Do I think it's coming out this year? No.
The Switch doesn't have much.
Outside of Smash Brothers in what I think to be August.
Smash Brothers is also on there.
They don't really have much big parties, first parties this year.
It was pretty much every month for the launch year that it had something big first party, but this year not really.
I think it's possible. Mm. Like the Pokemon game, for we'll get to these in predictions later at a later date, but yeah. I still don't think the Pokemon game is coming this year.
No,
Believe it for a second. But I think they could probably replace that with Metroid.
Here's probably the biggest one on the list. NBA 2K19. I realise that's not it. I missed it going to the one I'm really excited for. That's a given. NBA 2K19.
Yeah, duh.
Borderlands 3.
Yeah, huge.
Fuck yes!
Gearbox have been teasing this forever.
Yeah.
And like I think it's... I forget the guy, the name that runs Gearbox, but there's been a lot of him like, hey, I'm working on the mocap for a game, for something you guys want to hear about. Yeah. It's all hinting at what you've been looking forward to, what you've been wanting to see.
I'm keen as, because Borderlands 1 was good. It was a really good foundation. Mm. Borderlands 2 built on it in every way possible. But the pre-sequel kind of fell flat. It's nowhere near as talked about as any of the other games. Mm. And I don't know. The pre-sequel was okay, I guess. But to have like a dead-on sequel, that's exciting. That is really exciting. And if they do show that at E3, whose conference?
My theory is Xbox.
You reckon?
I think Xbox would pay a ton of money for it.
That'd be huge if that was... I don't care, really. Do you ever get tied up about whose conferences certain third-party games get showed at? Do you care?
No. I don't care personally, because like for me it doesn't really matter. But in terms of the business side of it, like if you're looking at it from like the business perspective, yeah, that's where it becomes important. Yeah. Like I truly think, well, once again, fuck, we'll just throw some of my predictions in here and then we'll claim all together later. Like I think Cyberpunk will be at Xbox as well.
That would be massive.
Regardless of PlayStation doing gangbusters, you know, with a report that came out this week as well, apparently it's almost 2.5 to 1. PS4 to Xbox.
Okay.
As in, like, for every Xbox, there are 2.5 PlayStation 4s. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
That would really help Xbox, I think.
I think
because
it will.
Because for the average consumer, they see that game at the Xbox conference and go, I got to get an Xbox.
Because I think CD Projekt Red will really want to truly show off what Cyberpunk is visually, and I think...
Ah, so they're One X.
The One X. And I think that's where they're going. And Witcher 3 did originally show up on the Xbox stage as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm going that way.
Yeah.
And I think...
honestly, if any game was going to get me to buy a 1X, even though I can get it on the PlayStation, of course.
Yeah.
But Cyberpunk would probably be it.
Mm.
To be like, I want to play this game like the best way possible, which is probably PC, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that.
Like, do we think that, do I think they'll have like exclusive partner deals, kind of like how PlayStation has DLC? No.
No.
I think it'd be silly for any company to have exclusive DLC deals with Xbox at this point, because it's just not, it's just silly.
Or even,
but they can have marketing rights.
Yeah, marketing rights for sure. But you know, CDPR are on such a good pedestal with gamers that having exclusive stuff to consoles would really just kind of, well, there's no benefit.
Yeah, I just mean like
them,
how other places have.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I think in this circumstance, I think CDPR are too smart to really kind of divide people that way.
Yeah,
especially, you know, an unnamed Assassin's Creed title. It doesn't say Origins, because Origins is listed just above it for like the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah,
I don't think so. They're not going to go back to a yearly release schedule.
Well,
are they?
No, because it did.
But they could. They could
did
talk
come
about
out
it
last year.
Yeah, so they could talk about it and release it next year, maybe.
Yeah, I think they might mention that it's in the works, or it's, you know, like a kind of like how Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Mm.
Was like a somewhat of expansion was it Revelation? No, Brotherhood, sorry. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which was like a slight, it's a separate game, but also an expansion to 2. So yep, maybe something like that, but I don't see them releasing a new game this year.
No, they wouldn't. I think they've learned, because Assassin's Creed Origins was received very well.
Because of that break.
So I don't think they're going to immediately fall back into the old way of things. Lego DC Villains.
Yeah, Lego, like this Lego DC game, or Lego games in general, do really well, and there's a lot of success with like the Lego Marvel superheroes, as well as like the Lego Batman series. Makes sense.
I enjoy the Lego games for the most
Lego,
part.
Right?
I used to love playing them with Alex, but now he's kind of grown out of them, and not back into them. You know,
he hasn't gone over that hump yeah, where you come back to what's
But I they've got very cool references and a lot of lines that only adults would understand, because it's from you know, the Lord of the Rings Lego game, you know, or The Hobbit or whatever it was, you know. I played a bit of that. You know, talking about stuff that you'd only know if you were grown up, like watching the movies, and cool references. You're like, but Lego Dimensions kind of fell apart, so, you know.
I'm bummed about that, really.
Beyond Good and Evil 2. We know that's
coming.
It's coming.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
Rage 2.
See, Rage is, I don't know a lot about it, but I know it's an old Bethesda owned title, or an old, like Bethesda studio, Bethesda owned, not Bethesda Studios. I think it was on PS3. I remember the cover pretty well. It's
I
like,
remember
it's like brown.
It, but I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, I remember being brown. To say Rage PS3, yeah. Yeah, there it is.
That's
yeah.
It. Yeah, I
the
remember
desolate
that
sort of picture.
It's rated pretty well on Metacritic, 81%.
Oh, developed by ID Software, id Software. Okay, cool, that makes sense. Because, like, once again, throwing my theories out there, I did think that Doom 2 would be announced this year instead. But with id working on Doom, maybe they've switched to Rage instead. To obviously not stagnant, you know, obviously not to not get people too sour on the Doom franchise, I guess. I don't know, but it may have been given to one of the other guys.
Like, I remember it being kind of like a first-person, like Mad Maxy kind of game,
yeah,
like
Wasteland. It, so.
And just looking at these screenshots here, you know, you got the cars with the guns and stuff like that in like the desert and whatever.
Because I can think. I'm think once again thinking about what Bethesda's studios are up to. Like Bethesda Softworks will be working on what we can assume is the next Elder Scrolls. There's also rumor mill of their Starland or whatever it's going to be called, or Spaceland.
Yeah.
Machine Games just wrapped up Wolfenstein 2, so I think they'll be pretty quiet for a while. Id, you know, Doom 2016, a couple of years, I think it'll at least announce something. But the big thing with Bethesda, as we've come to learn, is they don't like to do the long pull. They want to tell you what's coming out in the next 6 months.
And I like it.
And I like
I
it
like
a lot.
I like it a lot.
So, which I think in that case, it's more likely probably for Rage than Doom.
All right, two left for Xbox, Forza Horizon 5.
Which is weird, because Forza Horizon 4 hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, but it'd be like that, the iPhone thing where it just skips 9.
I don't think so. This is where like the
a this lot, is where the credibility is like...
The credibility waves a little bit. But it could also be a mistype. It happens.
Yeah. And the last one for Xbox, Gears of War 5.
I think it's very unlikely. I think it is. Although... Gears of War 4 did come out a couple years ago.
Mm.
I do think it's more likely that we'll see a Halo 6 before we'll see a Gears of War 5.
Maybe.
Because 343 have been quiet for a while.
Yep.
And after the... I mean, after the...
Master Chief Collection was fucked.
Yeah, and Halo 5 Guardians didn't get too well received. I think they've got a lot, and they need people to buy Xboxes. And what buys Xboxes? You would like to think Halo.
Well, that's what we thought about Halo 5.
With the back in the day, anyway. So I think if they come out with something boss, it will help move units again, and that's incredibly important.
It's all for Halo. You know, the obvious story is very important, but it's all in the multiplayer.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If they can bring back even, you know, split screen, you know, co-op on the couch, because they took it out of Halo 5, and Halo was known for, you know, the couch co-op campaign with your buddies.
Yeah, because like we're 100% thinking about, you know, playing you know, the original Halo.
And Phil, when questioned about why a split screen wasn't in Halo 5, Phil Spencer said, you know, people are busy, it's hard to get friends over these days.
No, you book that shit, you make time.
But then there's also the graphical limitation as well, because these games are running so powerfully and so well, you know, splitting the screen might be, you know, I don't know how it fucking works, but split screen was such a huge part of Halo. I didn't even experience Halo, but I know how much split screen meant to the Halo community. So they need to bring that back for starters.
Indeedy. Now I did reach out to the PopC community as well to see what their thoughts on this was. Liam Walchuk Dumpteen says it's probably the actual list, seeing as NBA 2K and WWE 2K have a game out every year. So that at least that will be true, which is spot on. That's a given. And Alex Merrigan, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce your surname. Sorry, dude. Only a handful will be true, as Liam said, but time will tell. But Splinter Cell, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's worth noting that, you know, obviously none of these games had any form of release date.
Yeah, and I think many, like, there's only a handful that I think probably could potentially even come out this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we know, like, you can pre-order games like a bajillion weeks and weeks in the future. But you know what time it is? It's the time we talk to you about the games that are coming out this week in a section we called Coming to the Players.
You had good potential for a good segue.
I fucked it.
But unfortunately, you botched it. I saw where you were going with it.
Yeah.
But you dropped your fumble.
Sure did.
Yeah. Sure did. The new game's coming for the week of 14th of May 2018. Animal Super Squad PS4 Digital. Assemblance missing an S. Oversight. The oversight was spelling the first word in their title. Azure Reflections PS4 Digital. Dragon's Crown Pro PS4 Digital and Retail.
Give us the read description.
Journey to the Kingdom of Hardland and seek the Dragon's Crown, one of the most beautiful 2D action RPGs in history. Regardless if magic or steel is your fancy, Dragon's Crown Pro offers a variety of ranged and close combat options for this classic side-scrolling beat 'em up. So this was my second favourite game on the Vita, behind Persona 4. I must have put in about 150 hours into it. It's just a side-scrolling dungeon crawler. Really, really like beautiful, sharp graphics. Maybe a little over the top on the girls, just you know. I'll show you some pictures after this.
Very nice.
But the gameplay itself was so good. It plays like a side-scrolling D&D campaign. Like, you get to the end of like a level or whatever, and then it's like, you know, you come across, you know, a giant statue. Do you, you know, look for a secret chamber in the statue or move on? And the story just keeps kind of splitting that way, which is really cool, and I really enjoyed it. You know, I remember the difficulty spiking like insanely at some point, but you have reached out for a code for that. I'm excited to hopefully get back into it.
You think I'll enjoy it? Sounds cool.
I don't think you would, actually.
Cool.
You'll play it once and be like, me. Not for me.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, it does sound like you. Forgotten Anne, PS4 Digital, Fox and Forest.
See, that sounds like me.
PS4 Digital. Goner. He's a goner. PS4 Digital, Hitman Definitive Edition, PS4 Retail. Horizon Chase Turbo, PS4 Digital. Little Witch Academia, Chamber of Time, PS4 Digital. You can tell nothing's coming out at the moment, can't you? Magic Knight Grand Charion, PS4 Digital. Monster Slayers, PS4 Digital. Omen Sight, PS4 Digital. Walden, a game, PS4 Digital. Welcome to Hanwell, PS4 Digital. Wizard of Legend, PS4 Digital. So Wizard of Legend is like the featured one. Like, that's what they've used for the thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the one they're like, hey, this might actually be pretty good. But it is like your 16-bit dungeon crawler. You remember Magicka? You know Magicka on the Steam?
Yeah.
Think like top down, but 16-bit.
Okay.
That's what I gathered from the trailer anyway. But it does look pretty fun. I'm just kind of over the sprite games at the moment, unfortunately.
It's a bummer.
You look like you were going to say something, you know?
No.
All right, well, that's it for the drop, Ryan, as we head into the segment where we share with the players.
So this is the part of the show where we reach out to you fine folk and you tell us what something that you think we should check out or the community should check out as a whole. Now, because I'm a piece of shit, I totally forgot again. So I'm going to use the one from the community.
It's been like 5 weeks.
I don't know.
I've got two this week,
you think I'm
man.
Suddenly going to be less piece of a shit because it's done like 5 weeks?
I was hoping you'd grow up.
I really haven't done anything. I really have not done anything this week of like any note. So
I used Photoshop for a while. I'd recommend trying that out.
Yeah. Hey, that was such a lame premise. I'm like, look, on Wednesday we streamed me dicking around in Photoshop. So like I needed to make some banners and shit and I was like, I'm not going to do this. Because I put it off for like 4 days at that point. I just kept putting it off. I'm like, man, if I do this on a stream, I'll be accountable and I'll have to get it done. And I did. I got them done.
Nice.
But it was like, it just seems so lame in the presence. But everyone had a great time.
That's good.
And apparently, you know, when I threw the idea to Craig, Craig's like, you know, there's like a fuck ton of people that actually do that on Twitch, right? That's all they do. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, it's a thing. I'm like, but they're probably really good, right? He's like, yeah, they're really good. I'm like, well, I'm not. But no, it was a fuck ton of fun. And I'll probably, I do have some other stuff to make in the future, so I'll probably like to do that as well. Keeps me honest, which is good. So because I'm a piece of shit, I'm going to use Jess's. So Jess jumps in and says her recommendation, she thinks that everyone should go watch Batman Ninja.
Oh, I forgot about that.
An unexpected delight and visually stunning twist on what Batman is conventionally. The Joker's performance in this is one of my favorite iterations of the character yet. Mm-hmm. And Chris says, jumps in and says, watch it the other day. So, so, so good. Cool. I'm really behind with the DC animated films on just DC and comics and stuff in general.
Yeah, me too.
Been really out of that loop for a while. I've been wanting to jump back in. I just don't have time.
Oh, well, I might check that out. That's cool.
Because I think it'd be right up your alley with the Japanese.
Yeah, for sure. Two things. One of them is music. Parkway Drive released a new album about a month ago, and I stumbled across. I was listening to Triple J while working the other day, and it was their feature album of the week. This song is dope. So I checked out the whole album back to back. Magnificent, man. I've always been a fan of Parkway Drive, but not like individual songs. I'm like, this song's rad, that song's rad, but this album is the first one I've gone. This album back to back is just incredible. They've changed up their sound a lot. A lot of fans are shitting on them for it. Fuck you if you are.
Well, because there's only two songs that I can think of for the Parkway that I know, and they're like, I know one's called they're both from the same album. One's called Deliver Me, kind of like an answer. It's really fucking dope. And then the other one's kind of like a muted guitar. It's like all mellowed down. It's like I think it's the same album. It's the opening track of that album.
Sleepless?
Yes, Sleepless. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it. But like,
this album to me seems to like a. Anytime a big band like this brings out a new album, you know, you get the old-time fans like, you've changed too much, but then they keep the same sound. Like, you never evolve your music, and, you know, it's hard. But to me, this album just has a lot more depth to it. Like, there's a lot of... some songs have, like, some real, like, Viking, like, chanting in the background and stuff. Really melodic. There's a great interlude called Cemetery Bloom, which is just him... speak singing behind like chanting and then like drums kicking like in a real like dun dun dun. There's real epic stuff. It seems like it's just a lot of depth to it. It is so good.
What I loved about those two songs in particular, as an example, because I was wanting to see whether this has continued, like that style of vocals can wear on me thin really quickly, like it wears out real fast. But what I love about it, sound-wise, it literally feels like you're being with a wall of fucking sound.
Yeah.
As in, like, you know, a lot of songs you'll get, like, some parts of it, it is just, like, duh.
Yeah.
Like
this, like here's big, everything.
Here's everything. You're like, nah.
Nah, so from what I can tell, they've kind of pulled back a little bit from that, okay, but good, had to have good. A bit more variety in the vocals. You know, there is proper singing, there's speaking, ooh, there's like not rapping, but you know, like da 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 da, da. And then, but then it's like, like the real heavy stuff.
All
like,
right, all
seems
right.
Seems to be a lot more variety.
Okay, now you've piqued my interest. That was my question. Like, although I love those, yeah, I always love those handful of songs, it's just like I can't do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But
There's levels to it.
Yeah.
Instead of just noise.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, look, I will jump in with a reference. Mine has, it's music as well.
Okay.
Not with my recommendation, so no reference. Mm. Mine is an album from like the fucking 70s.
Yep.
It's Fleetwood Mac Rumours. Jokes aside, this album is fantastic. Like front to back. I've listened to it for the last like 2 months, and whenever I do, I listen to all of it.
Yeah.
Like it's not when I'm like, oh, I'll jump into one song. I'm like, nope, it's all of it. Is it so good? There's a couple of songs on there that people would know, like Landslide is a big one. You know, I can't think of the names. I'm not gonna, they're in my head, but I can't get that. Like Go Your Own Ways on there as well.
Yeah.
You know, You Make Love and Fun, and there's another one, but it's which one of them I had no idea was a Fleetwood Mac song.
Okay.
And then I went listen to it front and back, I'm like, get the fuck out. And then no. That's my recommendation, because I had to put something in there. You got me in the... Because I never remember what music I listen to.
Parkway Drive, Reverence, check it out. And
Fleetwood Mac's Rumours.
And the second thing I want to recommend, just quickly, I stumbled across a TV show on Netflix last week called The Good Place.
Oh.
Fuck me dead. That show is funny as hell.
Oh, is that the animated one with Nick Kroll?
No. Main actors are Kristen Bell and Ted Danson.
Okay, that's a weird put. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
He is incredible in this. So the premise is the main character, Kristen Bell, who plays Alan, died, and she went to the good place. There's a good place and the bad place, right? And each good place has an architect who builds it into like your paradise, and you get paired with people with similar personalities and paired with your soulmate. So it should be your version of heaven
with other people. Is her soulmate Ted Danson?
But the thing is... No, Ted Danson is the architect of the place. So he's he's like the ageless being, but in a human form. Thing is, she's a real piece of shit and she shouldn't be there. Which causes all kinds of problems. So she's trying... So her soulmate, who isn't actually her soulmate, he's a professor of ethics, so he's trying to teach her to be a good person, to deserve to be there. But she's just a piece of, like, think Always Sunny. Like, she's just a piece of fucking garbage.
Ooh.
But she has to keep the act up or she gets sent to the bad place where you're tortured permanently forever.
Yeah.
Just great performances, original story. I think there's 2 seasons on Netflix. It's just a fun watch, man. Not many shows make me like laugh out loud when I'm by myself, but I've quite a few of them from The Good Place.
Fucking A, I'll check it out. I
highly recommend that as well. That's it. That PlayStation conversation happened on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and the other podcast services. If you want to be a part of that conversation, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thepopculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
And if you want to show your love of pop culture on your body, like we have, you can go and purchase For the Players merchandise at popculturist.com/shop. And there's also printed on mugs and stickers and pillowcase and that sort of garbage as well. We can head over to Twitch at twitch.tv/popculturists, where we are Twitch affiliated. So we'll be doing lots more streams. You can come follow us and donate if you do so choose. We'll get into a bit war. Holdies and Dave did. Made me like 30 bucks.
All right, yeah.
Fucking champions. And then, of course, speaking of streams, on June 2nd from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, we will be doing our 1,000 subscriber celebration with giveaways, with games, with guests. It should be a fuck ton of fun. I should put that on the poster, a metric fuck ton of fun, in quotes.
You can do that.
Yeah, I might do that for funsies.
Quote. Ryan Betson, the man in the stream. You know, I have like in video games, there's like the screen with like 4 out of 5 Eurogamer, like all the accolades. Accolades from just us.
Yeah.
Just like phrases we've said. Yeah. A fuck ton of fun. Josh Saunders, the pop culturist.
Ooh, if I can be bothered, I may make that trailer. That's gonna be a lot of fun. But yeah, so please come check us out. We'll be streaming all through the day here on youtube.com/popculturist. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And that was for the players.
And this is Parkway Drive. I don't know how long the intro is on the video clip. That's not as cool as I thought it'd be.
We'll come back to it.
That's
a bit more like heavy rock.